Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. Today, I'm going to give you some tips on how to go out to dinner, dining out, and conserving on calories.
Oh, save calories dining out? I thought I was just going to
dine
out.
These are calorie control tips, Lee. These are the ones that are going to keep you. Now, here's one of my favorites. Unless you're in the great state of New York, or if you're in New York City, and you get the bread basket when it comes out for dinner.
Yes.
You know, tell them to take it back. Because
really?
Unless it's good bread, it's got to be good. Or else, remember when we went to Omaha and they brought us out slices of white bread?
Don't even. Those are wasted calories.
That's wasted calories. You don't want to eat that kind of bread. So unless it's killer bread, tell them to send it right back. You don't need it. It's not a big deal. Now, one of the tips I really like, too, is also to savor each bite. That means when you take it in,
I know,
don't just don't shovel. Get little forks, really tiny. They should give you those little pitchforks.
Yes, for the olives.
For the olives.
Use those pokey little plastic things.
Because that will make you savor. If you take one of those big pitchfork things, the one that's like on the back of a tractor, and you shovel all that food into your mouth.
That's not good.
That's not going to be good. You're not going to savor it, and you're just going to eat a ton more food. The other thing,
too,
is...
What about get half to go? That's my tip.
That was my next one.
Look, I read our book.
That's right. Take half home. That's the motto. Before you even start out, Lee, before it even comes out, half it.
Right. Don't let them bring it to
your
plate.
Don't let them bring it to your plate.
Put half of it in a box and bring the other half on a plate.
Right. Whatever you got for me, half it.
Exactly.
But you know what happens? Sometimes people, they get a little nutty with the, did you really make that in half? And I want to see what the other half looked like.
No, you can't be like that.
You can't be like that, right? You have to trust your restaurant. The other thing you need to do is realize that when you go out for dinner, and especially if you're going out for fine dining, it might be some sort of sensory overload. You know, you're getting all these wonderful things, unbelievable choices. You look at the menu
and
you're
love
like,
butter.
Like when you go to New York City, right? There's a sensory overload of
just
of
walking down the street. Right. Forget about being in the
pretzel,
restaurant.
You can get chestnuts if you want in the wintertime, too.
Did you see the fruit?
Roasted chestnuts.
Fruit they have?
Where?
In summer on the streets in New York?
No.
Mangoes, they slice them up?
No, they don't. Yes. What are you talking about?
Last time I was there.
We were there. Right? There was no mangoes.
Yes,
you're
there
making
were.
That
on
up.
A stick.
There's no way. On a stick. Okay. Also, make sure, like here, if you're going to make some sit-down choices at specific restaurants, if you're going to an American restaurant, Continental, I say, grilled salmon, grilled chicken, you want to get a plain baked potato.
So grilled, not fried.
Grilled, not fried. If you're going to an Italian restaurant, go for the whole wheat pasta with the tomato sauce. Leave off the cheese. Get some baked chicken. What about Mexican food? If you're going to hit Mexican, get
just
the black
keep moving.
Beans.
Don't even go there.
Don't get the refried stuff.
No cheese.
Grilled chicken and Chinese. Make sure when Chinese
steamed.
Is important. No, sauce on side.
Sauce on side.
Sauce on side.
Sauce on side. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.